Hey everybody, it's Mr. Licorice here, and I'm finally doing my second episode of my Let's Talks. Some of my episodes are going to be a little less, they're going to have a lot less structure than the previous ones. It's mostly just hitting talking points kind of deal, and picking a particular subject to kind of shoot on because there's just way too much to cover. One of the things that I wanted to fit into an episode was some wrestling stuff because, I'm finally getting more into it again. I used to be a lot more into it when I was a kid, and then it just kind of didn't really register to me. And I moved in with my roommate who, was watching wrestling like every week, and then it kind of just turned into a thing. And here we are. And I'm lucky in that, one of the users that I've become fairly good friends with that I have on my show today is also a huge wrestling fan and has taught me a lot about wrestling currently, as well as some of the other circuits, which we'll get into. But anyway, let me formally introduce you to my dude, who is Bucky. What's good?
Hey, what's bad? Let's like start this talk on a down note and like complain about everything. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, we could we could sit here and complain for like 3 hours. It's not hard.
That is
It's
exactly
not
what I
hard.
want. That's what I do on Monday nights when I watch Raw. It's like, oh my God, like this is the most masochistic experience.
Yeah, we're gonna get more into some complaints when we get into the meat and potatoes of that, which is why I'm gonna probably try to breeze through this first half because there's gonna be a lot. There's going to be a lot of grievances, but so for those of you who haven't heard Bucky before, Bucky's someone who I've done recordings with before, so we're kind of already acquainted and kind of already have that going. You may not know Bucky in terms of like some of his, comeuppances coming to GWA and everything. So to start, very simply speaking, how did you discover GWA?
I discovered GWA mostly through just curiously one day looking for audio porn. I
Oh,
was
you said you were looking for audio porn. So you knew about it before GWA.
No.
Where did you experience it before?
Oh, no, is this more like I was just like trying to do like a random like Google search just to see what if there was anything. Like it was just more like out of luck. When I was doing my searches, I honestly didn't think that there was gonna be anything. Like I was just seeing mostly out of curiosity if there was anything out there. And at first I kind of stumbled onto Literotica, but like it was only for like a hot minute, so I can't really speak or ascribe to that experience. But then I found GWA mostly because of who was it again that I found it through? I think it was Anonymissy when she had an account still. And then after that, it was Bell Woods. And like I kept on listening to a lot of their audios over time. Including there's a list of names to be thrown. But basically just to cut it short. Eventually one day, like after listening for like I think it was like 3 months in, I finally decided like, you know what? Let's do this. Like let's give this a shot. Like what's the worst that can happen? So I started initially with Pillow Talk Audio, just to, feel things out, if you will. I mostly got it just to get all my recording jitters out of my system, which, looking back, was a great idea because, just the nervousness of like making like erotic audios like that, like it's a tall feat, like. It can be really nerve-wracking, and I keep on hearing this, like, especially, like, from people who are newcomers, like, that how daunting it is, and I can definitely list myself there, which is why I did some Pillow Talk posts to start off, and then I made my way to GWA, and then, yeah, like, the rest of it is history.
So, not everybody may know, but you actually posted under another user, I think, before were Bucky.
Yeah, I did. Which shall not be named and be redacted for all intents and purposes. But, I don't know, like, I would say, like, looking back on it, everything that I did leading up to this user was kind of like a learning experience. Like, okay, so if I'm covering this script, how do I go about? If I do this kind of audio, what does it feel like? Like, it was almost like, I almost feel hesitant to say this, but it was like acting 101, like learning how to pace yourself, especially when reading a poem. And then you learn how to create a tone in different characters, like, especially how do you approach something, like if it's a BFE audio versus if you try to assert yourself as a mad, crazy person with yandere sensibilities. Like, everything that I've done has mostly been just to understand character and how to capture that in the confines of audio. I think, like, now I'm at the point where I understand, like, the basic fundamentals of it. Like, I almost feel like everything I did before I made this user was kind of like a training process. And now I completely understand, like, how an audio is put together, why it's made, how can I read something better. It's just, like, I guess it's more like the little things for myself that I've, you know, sorry, I'm like, I'm trying to put words together, but I'm seemingly failing at it. It's just been like leveling up my character in an RPG sensibility. Now I'm at the point where I'm very confident with most of my posts. And, you know, it's there, like, it reflects.
So, taking note that you've gotten to this comfortable point, including your previous account, how long have you been posting to GWA now?
If we were to combine both, it would be 2 years. But I don't really, like, bring that up just because, you know, like, in lieu of how deleted accounts are treated, I just usually chalk it up to be a year. But, yeah, it's been, like, 2 long years already for me, like, under the belt. And, yeah, I'm pretty confident, like, when I post it. But, like, lately, I have been taking a great consideration into doing more writing, because it's one of those things that, like, I haven't, like, done on my GWA bucket list, and I'd like to do more of it.
Good stuff. So, how would you describe your experience on GWA, like, about as generally as you can? Has it been kind to you? You know, has there been some pretty, like, big lows points, like, when it comes to GWA? You know, you already mentioned, like, how you've, you know, grown into that confidence now and everything like that. Go a little bit into that now.
Okay. Well, just to put it mildly, like, I think one of the biggest learning experiences I have was, just the fact that no matter what you post, there are people that are going to like what they like. And I'm not trying to, like, say this in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I know for me, that was, like, my biggest learning lesson. Was, like, trying not to be stifled by, you know, the way this vote, like, system works, or, like, how feedback is given. Because, like, I don't want to, like, just toot my own horn, but, like, if, anybody who I've talked to or I've shown my process to, they know how much I put in a lot of work and thought into my audios, regardless of the merit in quality. And initially, like, I didn't, like, make such a big deal about, you know, how I was getting the feedback, because at the time I was just like, oh man, I'm getting feedback. Like, it was, anytime I got something like that, I almost felt as if it were reluctance that I was getting it. And then it was getting to a point where I was like, I was getting a lot of feedback on stuff I was posting. I was just like, oh man, this is amazing. Like, I want more of this. And whenever I posted something that didn't have as much feedback or as much upvote, oh my god, like, I would get so stupidly riled up. And, you know, looking back at it, like, I don't understand why, like, I was like that. I would always seek counsel in, like, other people who posted. I know that you are one of those people, but I would always seek counsel, because, like, I didn't understand. It's like, I put so much effort into this thing. Like, why aren't people, like, checking this thing out? And then, you know, one day it finally dawned on me that, like, okay, like, put yourself in the shoes of the listener. Like, you have your taste, you have your like, you have what you're into, your interests. There are a lot of audios that get posted in the span of day. You don't necessarily, like, have the time to, you know, obligate yourself to post, much less each and every one of them. So why would you, like, try to cover everything? And then it finally hit me that it's like, you know what? Okay, so with that understanding, how do I make this, like, good for the people that, you know, consistently visit and check my posts and comment on my stuff? How do I make it more appealing to those who are frequent commenters? And that's basically the mindset that I went going forward. And then that's how I started to tap into comedy. Because it was just like, it made it more fun to do. You know, like, it wasn't this laborious process of, like, putting so much effort in and then, like, complaining about, you know, how the reaction to my audio was after. Like, it made the process more fun. Yeah.
I can attest to the comedy thing.
Sorry, I need to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just saying, I can attest to the comedy thing. As someone who's done some pretty silly shit at this point, with previous stuff being deleted and all, but at this point, 2 Mickey Mouse audios, a flying were-raptor audio, a audio where I literally dive into a lake and fuck a shark to death, and stuff like that.
I have not heard this one. I should probably, like, check it out just for shits and giggles. It could be the prequel to Sharknado, for all we know.
Oh god. But I totally feel that, and, like, it's nice to occasionally have a post that you don't have to really look at so critically, and it really, it will endear you to people, because they're gonna notice, like, hey, he's just having a good time while he makes these posts, and he's not necessarily treating this like it's his fucking job, and he's interacting with people, and I think it's really humanizing to do funny posts. Yeah, that's the comedy stuff, I think, is really good, and I think everybody, I generally think it's good for everybody to kind of look into it just a little bit, if even just a change of pace. And it doesn't even have to be like shit posty. It can just be like, very well done, like humor, like however you want to do it. It's pretty good. But so you would say that like one of the biggest cruxes of your experience was learning how to focus on who was listening versus, just, that feeling of like, hey, people aren't necessarily, I'm not getting a lot of upvotes on this, or like I'm not getting a lot of comments on this, and sometimes it's frustrating to not get constructive criticism at times, or not get. I know that for a little bit, I felt kind of weird that I wasn't getting like requests, so to speak.
Oh man.
Like, because that to me is one of the biggest and most flattering things you can get in a PM is for someone to take the time to see if you want to do something that they like. And I've gotten very few of those. I can probably say I can count on one hand how many times I've gotten requests. So not many, but like the times that I do, like even if I don't do it, I'm like, that's fucking cool that someone like asked me to do a request. That's pretty fucking cool. But other than that, like with speaking, obviously not saying names, but like in general, like your interactions with people on GWA, have they generally been positive?
That was also like a learning experience, 'cause like you, especially like when I was still fairly new to GWA, like I didn't know how to take things necessarily.
Oh yeah, you take things
It's
hard.
been
And I grill you for that, but in a loving way. That's,
No, well,
like
it's just like, like there is one thing that I could go back in time and like tell myself as I was like getting into this, I would have told myself, like, it's really not a big deal. Like, the people who record this are just people who enjoy having this as an outlet and make nothing more than that. Because I've been on the fence where like I may have made awkward advances with people, regrettably so. And then there's the flip side of that where I've been PM'd with uncomfortable prompts and things that I was completely shocked to read. Like, the kind of thing that, like, you'd make for a great water cooler conversation, except you wouldn't do it with, like, your coworkers, because then they'll just be like, what the fuck are you talking about, right? Like, this isn't the kind of thing, but, like, yeah, it was fascinating, the experience I've had. But I think generally now I just like stick to the people I've made friends with and just talk to them about anything but the audios. Like occasionally I'll bring up something like, oh man, you did like such a great job at this. Like this is amazing, or this made me laugh, or this made me do things. But most of the time, like especially with your case, the number one thing we do is talk about anything but posts.
I mean, there's we have plenty of things in common that we enjoy, so it's definitely not hard to just shoot the shit, and it's annoying. It's like, I don't know, I feel like I can't call somebody a friend like that I've met on here until we can like have conversations about things like on the regular that are not posting.
Oh man, I yeah. used to be that guy, by the way. Like, who'd like just talk about like the, like posts, be like, I'm working on this thing that's really gonna be exciting, and it's just like, you do.
I mean, like, hey, you know, you're excited about it, you know.
Yeah, but like you do enough of that, and then you just kind of realize like, man, that is such a fucking one-sided conversation, man. Like, I'm sure there are people who are seeking a diversity of flavor. Not that I'm trying to push it as so, but it's just like, I think I can talk more than just making the things. Like, mm-hmm. that was one of the things that, like, made for a great friendship. At least I could speak for both of us. Like, we started talking about, like, other things that didn't allude to like audios, but just other nerdy shit, and just having that relativity with other people who might jam to the same things that you're into is great. I mean, you know, it's like watching a wrestling match. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. But yeah, the I've had some shocking experiences too with PMs. They didn't like escalate or anything, and I've had mostly positive experiences, you included, and a lot of others. Now, getting in a little bit of meat and potatoes,
yes.
Getting back into posts and such. So, what setup do you have for recording and editing? Like, you know, microphone, and, you know, what are you using with it? What program are you using? Things like that.
I used to record on my phone, primarily, and then... Sorry, excuse me. Let me reword all of that, yeah, so when I started out, I would usually record several takes on my phone until I got the perfect tone, which, you know, looking back on it, is like a terrible idea, but
yeah, it helped I did the same me thing.
To figure out with pacing and like creating the character in my voice. And I would usually upload that to a burner account, and then I'd have to download it and then edit it on Audacity and then upload it to Soundgasm, which seems like a tedious process, right? But now I have everything I need, which is basically like I have this professional microphone that I got, I think it was like a year ago. Yeah, it was over a year ago, like at the beginning of the year. With a pop filter and everything. And all of this is hooked up to my Surface Pro, and I do everything on this thing. Like, the editing, the recording. And by the way, before I forget, like, I use Audacity as my program to edit out my audios and record it. So it's directly recorded to Audacity, and then I record it in parts, much like my earlier recording process, except this time it's less exhausting because I have the recording footage directly on the program, which is nice, and I don't have to transfer and download, which cuts the time a little bit. And then, that's kind of my setup. Let me know if I've strayed off from the question.
No. Everything was there. So, with a little bit more mechanics, do you have any sort of rituals that you do before recording, or, you know, have in the past? Like, I know that probably like a couple months into joining, say, like, for example, I would In order to loosen up and get into a mood, I would usually have like maybe a beer or two before I'd start recording. And I would, obviously have to wait until I had privacy and all that other fun stuff. And like I got into a habit of edging before audio of recording, so I'd be like kind of at the edge of there and be ready to go. What sort of things have you done in the past or still do, like before you record?
Well, first off, speaking of rituals, I make a battle cry out to Odin, hoping that my recording will be as amazing as it possibly can be, regardless of failure. No, that's not my process.
I mean, it sounds like it would work. It
It would
seems pretty
be.
effective. Except that Odin is a fucking asshole and doesn't care. I mean, but gods and stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally feel you on that. No, honestly, like, I would usually have like a cup of coffee just to energize myself until I realized like how much that shit would hydrate me, especially if I tried to make a ramble, fap, or anything that involves a particular sound. So I stopped doing that. Now I just like drink a lot of cold water, or on the occasion I would have a can of Monster before I go. And by the way, like, there are so many clips of burping that I usually omit out of an audio. Like, if you ever got to see the unedited footage, which I don't think I'll ever show to public.
Oh hell no, I
Why
want those
should I?
bloopers. Let's see those, let's get those bloopers,
Like,
man.
I remember like reading one script, and I couldn't get into it like within like a minute without like burping so fucking much. But, I mean, that being said, as an energy drink, look, as an energy drink does, it usually like keeps me energized for the duration of the recording, which really helps. So that I don't like, fall on my performance at any point. And now, like, usually, especially like in the last slew of recordings I've done, the one thing I would do is usually like, message audio friends, such as yourself, kind of like bat ideas, and then I just go into the full recording, without anything. Euphemism, right?
But
I mean,
yeah, in terms of the burping and monster stuff, like I didn't have it that bad, but like there were times where I would drink like a little tea before I'd record, and like even that or some beer can kind of like put me in that mode, because I once did a ramble fap when I was very reasonably tipsy. And the fact that that went over as well as it did was kind of surprising to me.
I must
But
include this into my
I don't really do any
process.
of that anymore.
Yeah. Did you like subsequently like drink on after that happened? After that one recording happened, or what?
Well, like, I was pretty, enthusiastic about how well that turned out, because it was entirely spontaneous. Like, I didn't plan it. I was already drinking and I was kind of fooling around, and I was like, I got this great idea. I'm gonna see where this goes. I'm just gonna literally be completely candid. And that was like one of the first real, like, just candid posts that I'd ever did. Like, it was like the whole thing of kind of not playing a character. It's more like, hey, this is just me, and this is me telling you about, what's going on. I didn't do a lot of posts like that. A lot of my majority of my posts were, kind of standard audios where you're in a character, like you have a story, like generally in mind. I guess the quintessential Ramble Fab, I guess. I didn't really do that often. I did it much more often when I got on when Audible started. I noticed that a lot of my candid posts where I was just myself did extremely well, comparatively speaking, on Audible.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's very good. It was, God, it was enlightening. I was like, I liked being myself instead of being a character all the time. I felt authentic, and the posts I love the most generally are ones where I'm very authentic. Like the upvotes and listens and stuff does not factor in at all to the posts that I like the most. The ones I like the most are the fun ones, or the ones where I'm like, I feel like that was a very honest performance. I don't give a shit if it didn't do well. But before we get a little too much into all that, so you probably don't have this now, and I don't really have this either. Was there ever a point in the past that you had a recording schedule?
Oh man.
Or a semblance of it, and what did it kind of look like, generally
It
speaking?
was like when I used to be crazy about posting, I would like try to do it twice a week. Usually between Tuesdays and Thursdays, or sometimes I'd alternate that to Wednesdays and Fridays. I tried to keep that up. I don't know how I was able to do it looking back, because in, the process of keeping and maintaining a schedule, it essentially like burned me out. Fairly quickly. Like, there are people who post a lot. Regardless of quality, like, the fact that they can post out in such a frequency is amazing. I just realized that, for me and what I want to do, like, that was too exhausting. So I regressed it back to at least once a week. And then real life kind of got in the way, and I started getting busy, so it was just like I would just post whenever like the mood struck. And that's how I've gone about it so far.
I think that posting when you're in the right mode is the key to having more authentic posts that you'll be happy about. I mean, some posters really post like very rarely, and I think that they probably only do that when they can really get into that proper mindset. Like, I had a point, where I was trying to post something once a week, and I was mostly banking off the fact that it was like the November after I joined at first, and like I managed to get like a whole bunch of audios recorded over like Thanksgiving weekend,
Jeez,
and
that's amazing.
well, yeah, because I mean I had like 2 days off. Like in America, you get like Thanksgiving and you get the following day off, so you have a 4 day weekend. But my roommates don't get those days off generally, or at least like they don't get off the Friday. So I had a lot of privacy. I had like a full weekend to myself,
Which
so
is
I got a whole
always
bunch of
nice.
shit done. I got a huge bulk amount done, and I was like, oh my God, I can like schedule this, and I wanted to keep riding on that until it got closer to February, and I was like, yeah, I can't sustain this. Like, it's just impossible. Like, when you have like two roommates, a noisy dog, you live next to a fire station, like, a lot of the times when you have the most time to do shit, like people are active, like the weekends are my best time to record, but generally speaking, like people will either be home or they're home from work earlier, or as is usually, I want to sleep in and do absolutely nothing most weekends,
Oh, yeah, man.
so I
Like,
just
I
don't want to
totally get it.
record. Like, but it's the best time to record, but it's like, nah, man, I just want to fucking lay around and play video games or whatever the fuck else. But so But that said, ideally, like if you had the privacy and everything you needed, like ideally, how often would you love to be able to post to like GWA or Audible or Backstage or like anything like that?
I think it would be like 3 times a week to each subreddit. Like not like three
Really?
times like to each, but I mean, sorry, I should like elaborate on that. One post per subreddit a week. So that'd
Okay,
be like
gotcha, yeah.
alternate like a Backstage thing, an Audible or GWA post. And then when I'm feeling like nice and dandy and everything's wonderful, post one to PTA. You know, like just to have different sorts of flavors. Because I have that like creative ADHD in the sense that like I'm never content posting to one place. Especially like if I feel like I have something that I want to do. I would like to express it with as much liberty as possible, and that doesn't always mean that I want to post it to this particular like subreddit, at least to whatever their guidelines are. Like so, like I remember when I was like posting a lot more frequently, there'd be days where I'm like, man, I just want to like do a thing where I'm like taking I want to take care of someone, but I don't want to do it in the confines of GWA. So I'm just gonna make this PTA post. And then there'd be other times where I'm like, man, I want to act out like this crazy mad scientist like doing a thing to someone. And maybe that's not appropriate for GWA. So what if I tried it on Audible? Like something like that. You know, where it's just like whenever like a I whenever an idea struck, I would always try to chase that idea. You know, ride the lightning, if you will. I don't know if that's a good idea to do, because it can be exhausting. But yeah, like going back to the question, ideally it would be one post per subreddit a week, and
I
I
think
think that
that
would be a
that's
healthy schedule, because then I don't have to, you know, exhaust myself like trying to think, oh man, how am I gonna cover for this place? Like it would keep my creative muscles exercised, and I could pretty much stretch to a variety of situations and characters and whatnot.
Exactly. So looking back on everything you've ever posted, and it may be hard to narrow it down to one, considering like guys like you and me have made a lot of audios. We've, been posting for a while, but if you can't narrow it down to one, it's fine if you narrow it down to like three or even a top five. But what would be one of the most favorite audios that you'd ever done? And this can be for GWA or PTA or anything you've posted in our general community, any of those.
Man, I gotta like first off, I need to take care of a few things with those audio posts, 'cause I should I give the details to this? I had one of those like really bad days where I did the thing and made a poor decision to clean out a bunch of posts, and maybe I shouldn't have done that. So I'm currently working on bringing back some of the more popular posts that I've done. Now that being said, the one favorite audio or audios that I have done so far that you know never gets old for me, is Officer Buck.
Oh, I see.
Because and you know, like most successful creative things, it came out as a complete accident, and much less me knowing what the fuck I was doing, which I didn't. Like, I was just, I hit a, like, creative of obstacle. I knew I wanted to post, but I wasn't feeling up to my usual improv approach. And the process that came out of it was just, essentially, it was a shit post that was done in the confines of an erotic audio, but more comedy than there was, you know, something to get off to.
But let's be real, somebody actually seriously did probably get off to it, let's be real.
if they did, I'm glad. I don't wanna...
That sounds more like okay, they did, and I don't know how, and you're a weirdo more than me for...
Hey, look, listen, like, you're throwing a lot of assumptions there, my dude.
Where's the I'm wrong, though? You know,
you're started... not wrong. You're not wrong. However, I did not intend it to be that way.
it's all good.
If they did, hey, you know, who am I to rob them of their pleasure?
Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. That being said, I'm trying to keep a straight face here, and you're just making it worse.
Hey, man, like, that's what I do.
Like, I don't know, like, comedy posts, I love having a good laugh to those shit posts or comedy audios, but I don't know how you can, like, get off to them. Like, please, somebody help me understand the science, like, is there a way to do that? Because I can't.
Well,
all I
it
do
really
is fucking his like laugh like a fucking hyena whenever I hear a good comedy post.
It kind of it really depends. Like there could be comedy in the audio, but it might be like still a normal ramble fap. And
yeah.
For guys like me, wet sounds, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
are going to put me into, okay, I gotta go take care of this real quick headspace.
Yeah.
Like, funny or not, if I hear good wet sounds, I'm like, all right, this is funny, and I'm giggling, and I'm also, like, really turned on somehow. Like, one of the audios that kind of straddled that line for me
mm-hmm.
is, I'm actually going to, throw a little bit of a, bone to Sunny on this one. Sunny did a post where she literally did the J.P. Wentworth commercial. The thing was gilded like 3 times because it was fucking gold. but yeah, she did a ramble fab where she was literally getting off while saying like the J.P. Wentworth slogan thing.
Oh,
and
God.
And I love how intense Sunny is about getting off. So like, it was funny.
Yeah.
And I was laughing my ass off. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, man. After, like, 3 good listens of this, I could probably listen to this normal.
Yeah.
like once I get out the novelty of the comedy, I could probably just listen to this as if it were, like, my normal kind of listen.
Yeah.
But for other posts that are funny, it's too funny and too focused on funny to be something I get off to. Like Lavendary
mm-hmm.
did a really, like, did a meme kind of post where she was literally just like, it was like dirty talk, but then there was just a bunch of memes thrown in, so like I could never get off to that. Like, it was just, it's too funny. It was really good, and honestly, like, props to her, like, for being a shit post. That shit got like 500 upvotes or something. Like, that's a beautiful thing, and
yeah.
I've got nothing but respect for someone who can do so goddamn well, and when you weren't even being serious for like 5 seconds, that's phenomenal. That's how you know you've made it. But
that's when you call it, like when you approach on that level, like that's just fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like With me, comedy is just more like I play to the confines, but if there's one thing I wish I knew how to do is to straddle that line between, you know, making it pleasurable, but like you can still laugh to it. I'm still working on it.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, speaking of all this stuff that you were saying, like your criteria of what's on and all these other things, I wrote it down. So if I post something that, you know, caters to your interests, it's really not my fault. It's just because you said so.
I mean, feel free. I mean, if I can say if people get something positive out of all my like gibberish that I'm talking all the time, then that's a huge benefit.
Who's to say that you're not doing that right now?
I'm too busy eating messy molasses covered licorice right now to be taking notes. Like, yeah, it's
way to ruin
finally
the atmosphere, man. Like, I kind of wanted to make it seem that way.
Hey, man, like, I can't lie about something like that, man. Plus, it's appropriate because it's a licorice Let's Talk, so I'm eating Finnish black licorice, which is really good. but it's really fucking good, by the way. It tastes like magic. But so round this up. Yes. So what's an audio you would love to do if you knew your program in and out to edit and record, if you had like a very like perfect mic, if you had all the props you needed, access to all the sounds required? What would be an audio you'd like to do if you had everything at your disposal to make it happen?
Oh man, like if I can set the bar so impossibly high.
Do it, just as high as you want.
I would recreate the entire old school Star Wars trilogy with my sensibilities and just ruin the shit out of people's childhoods.
I'm good at that. I approve.
There would be such a strong incest tag. I would call it the Skywalker drama saga. And then you, in the sub, or what was it? In the notes, I would basically say, more dramatic than a Kardashian TV show. That's the kind of shit I'd be going for. And I'd basically, like, have a star-studded cast of, like, GWA posters such as the two of us. Basically ruining the shit out of your favorite Star Wars moments.
Oh man, that would be so much fun.
Because I think, you know, as amazing as Star Wars is, I think it's been long overdue for like an audio parody. But
well, I mean,
just any like I'm not just talking about like your typical Axel Braun one. Like I want a lot of wit into this, you know.
Yeah.
But the strong tag that would be writing the entire trilogy is just to stress how badly that incest is in the Skywalker family.
Well, that's one of my favorite tags, so you know I'm 100% behind the project.
All right, let's start planning this. Let's like message some people after we're done with this. Let's like make it happen. No, oh my god.
Yeah, I'm like, man, that's so much work. but yeah, friggin', for everybody who's not acquainted, that should pretty much get you up to speed with this dude Bucky here. And
yes,
now that we've got all the GWA ins and outs, we're gonna get into the meat
yeah,
potatoes
finally.
of the real show. This is more like business, and now we're about to have like real talk.
Yeah.